Well, coming up this weekend in Atlantic, they're once again organizing the 6th annual Heads Up Drag Race at the Atlantic Municipal Airport, an event that a lot of folks have been enjoying over the last few years. Jamie Joyce is in with us this morning. He's one of the folks helping to organize this once again this year, and thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime.
I appreciate you giving us the time. I know it's kind of busy right now. We're kind of getting down, literally down the home stretch.
Yeah, it's crunch time. It's a busy week.
Yeah. What does it take to put something like this together?
Well, it takes a lot. That we start out by getting the permission from the FAA, the federal government, and we get permission from the local airport commission. And then we have a group of guys, great group of guys, that get together, and we have a meeting now and again to discuss different topics as far as how to get this rolling. And this is year number 6, so we've had some practice, and I'd say we operate like a well-oiled machine at this point. And we do, one of our first steps is to do fundraising. We have a lot of local businesses and local individuals as well that donate to this cause, because it is a charity race. All the proceeds are given to the Shrine Hospital and the Shrine Hospital Transportation Unit. That encourages a lot of people to come that maybe aren't really interested in motorsports, but it's just a good cause. Mm-hmm. So it does cost a lot of money to put the event on. We have to buy liability insurance and rain out insurance and so on and so on, and supplies and materials. So that's where the sponsorship money goes, is to pay for the event. And we do charge an admission of $5, which, you know, you don't get anything for $5 anymore. So it's a really cheap way to be entertained.
I know it's always a risk when you first come up with the idea and want to try this. I mean, you assessed, you think there's pretty good interest in it, but you never know for sure how it's going to go. And, you got your motorheads out there who are going to love this kind of a thing. You just know they're going to be there. Are you surprised at how many other folks who maybe wouldn't necessarily be totally interested in the hot rods and stuff show up for something like this?
Yes, it is. It's very impressive to see the people from different walks of life that show up. When this started out, it was going to be just a group of my friends and I were going to go out and do a little racing and maybe have our friends and family come watch, and it escalated from there. We usually get between 160 and 190 drivers and about 1,500 to 1,800 spectators. So it's really interesting to see all the people that show up. We have people come from several different states. We've even had people come from Texas and Oklahoma, Wisconsin, South Dakota, just all over the place. It's been a real popular event.
You would think at an event like this, too, you're going to show up, you're going to see a bunch of sports cars, a bunch of souped-up vehicles are going to be running. And you do.
Yes.
But that's not all you see.
No, there's motorcycles. Some of them are just like Harley Davidson street bikes, and some of them are really fast bikes. And there's people that show up with their grocery getters. You might have two people that work at the same place, and one guy says his Chevy truck's better than his buddy's Ford truck. And so this is a good opportunity for him to come hash it out and see who's faster without getting a speeding ticket.
In a more safe environment than
yes.
What you'd see otherwise. Yeah, absolutely. This isn't the 1950s anymore.
Yes.
Talk about, for folks who maybe haven't been there before but might show up first timers this year, what should they expect?
Well, what they should expect is we have off-site parking. So the bearing factory, Molly, has been real gracious by letting us park spectators there. So the spectators all park in that parking lot, and Southwest Iowa Transit provides 2 to 3 buses to bus people from that parking lot right to the front gate. So, you know, some people are leery about riding a bus, but honestly, this gets them right to the front gate. They pick them up right at their car, so they don't have to walk. And we even offer a shuttle service on golf carts from the front gate to the bleachers. And we will have bleachers set up this year. We hadn't for a couple years in the past because of social distancing. We feel okay to set up the bleachers again this year. And that gets people up in the air further too, so that they can see over the barricades and over the snow fence and all the safety things better. Looks like it's going to be a nice day, sunshine, 89 degrees. I would tell them to bring sunscreen and whatever. But we also will have 3 food trucks there and a homemade ice cream vendor. And the Boy Scouts come and they work in partnership with Atlantic Bottling to provide ice-cold drinks.
You could make a day of it.
You could make a day of it. Yeah, racing is from 10 to 3. If somebody wanted to be a driver and enter their car in the race, the tech station opens at 8 o'clock. So your car has to go through tech inspection so we can verify that it is safe, the lug nuts are tight, you know, so on and so on. But so that starts at 8 o'clock. We encourage drivers to show up at 7:30, you know, somewhere in there. But we will be doing tech inspection all day. So if somebody shows up at noon, they can still race.
And you mentioned safety issues and things earlier before. Safety is of utmost importance.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of time and effort goes into making sure barricades are secure and
yes.
People are where they're supposed to be. And, of course, you mentioned the cars have to be checked before they can ever run.
Absolutely. So another thing, a couple things that people can expect this year. We're going to have a top alcohol rail car there to do a demonstration pass or maybe a couple passes. But that's a very impressive car. And again, we're going to have bleachers set up, and the Airport Commission and the FAA have requested that we do not allow spectators to ride around on their own golf carts and ATVs and UTVs. It's just that's another safety issue. But again, we will offer anybody a ride to anywhere they want to go.
Okay.
And another thing this year that we've not had in the past is at noon, there's going to be a Black Hawk helicopter that's going to fly in and bank over the crowd and then do a demonstration, a little bit of an air show, and then that helicopter's going to land and taxi into the airport where the public can come look at it, and I think that they're going to let them crawl inside of it if they want to, so that's going to be kind of a neat attraction that we've never had before.
You bet. Well, it's an airport. You might as well use the airspace, too.
Exactly.
All right. Very good. And this is all going on this Sunday, September 18th. And the tech inspection start at 8?
Yes.
And then racing starts?
10.
And runs until?
3 o'clock.
3-ish if you have more coming, or are you pretty firm on that?
We're pretty firm on 3 o'clock, but you know, that's enough time that everybody should be able to get in as many passes as they want. And there's no limit to how many times you can run your car. Some people show up and run their car one time, and some people, I think, run it 10 or 12 times.
Very good.
So we shuffle people through pretty quickly. We try and be as efficient as possible so everybody can run their car as many times as they like.
Sure. $10, a $20 entry fee, rather. $20 for the drivers.
Yep.
And $5 for spectators to get in. And those 16 and under?
Free.
Bring them along.
Yeah.
Just have to feed them.
Yes, and there will be lots of food available.
All right, very good. Coming up this week, a lot of folks have put a lot of time and effort into putting this event together here late in the summer season, so hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy that at the Atlantic Municipal Airport here coming up this Sunday, September 18th. Jamie Joyce, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Thanks for all the work you and the other folks that organize this do. I know it's a lot of effort.
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me.